The Coalition is poised to vote down the government's proposed emissions trading scheme in the Senate today. It means the Prime Minister will go to Copenhagen without the pollution reduction legislation he so wanted. It's expected most Coalition senators will oppose the bills in line with the wishes of their new leader, Tony Abbott. A few are contemplating crossing the floor, but there's not enough of them to matter. Rejection of the bills will give the government a double dissolution election trigger, something the Prime Minister may contemplate as he returns from his stopover in Washington. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Mr Abbott gave 16 interviews in about 6 hours after taking the party's top job and defended the Coalition's decision to junk the emissions trading scheme if it's not referred to another Senate committee today.
This isn't about climate change denial.
On primetime television, he gave some insight on his new role.
My job is to be the healer.
And he made some surprising admissions.
It's a bit scary, but it's very exciting.
And amid the hard sell, Mr Abbott defended the right of Liberal senators to cross the floor.
We don't have the same kind of Stalinist enforcement that the Labor Party has.
The Senate's likely to vote on the ETS bills today. Some Liberals are contemplating crossing the floor. Sue Boyce says she intends to. Another, Judith Troth, was pursued around the chamber last night by the party's whips and left the Senate visibly upset. Gary Humphries was considering crossing, but during a meeting with Mr Abbott last night was given personal assurances about the development of new climate change policy, and he issued a statement saying he now intends to vote down the government scheme. The talks were held as the temperature in the Senate soared.
I have never seen such a rabble as we have witnessed with the Coalition.
What hypocrisy! Mr Senator Phil E. Buster over here, Senator Cameron, and you have sat on that side of the chamber and accused us of filibustering. I look at them one after the other. The hypocrisy!
We have been in here 40-plus hours on this legislation in debate. Much of that delay was because people like Senator Nash and Senator Cormann and others who hold extreme views on this issue were trying to play this out in order to give the Conservative wing of the Liberal Party time to bring down their leader.
The Climate Change Minister, Penny Wong, says Tony Abbott will notch up a notorious first should the bills be defeated.
The first act of the newly elected leader of the opposition was to block action on climate change, and that will define his leadership.
The National Senate leader, Barnaby Joyce.
And look what you've become, this arrogant monster that will not wait days till Copenhagen. What is wrong with you?
And he says the Coalition's not afraid of a snap election.
Bring it on. Bring it on. We will have the fight.
Liberal frontbencher Christopher Pyne told Lateline he expects a double dissolution will be triggered in the new year.
I think the election will be on March the 6th. I think the government will call a double dissolution election, and I think they'll be rushing off to the polls because that was what the ETS, in my view, was all about.
Opposition frontbencher Christopher Pyne, Sabra Lane, the reporter.